Just before Derek Smith left his job as coach and GM of the Wellington Dukes, he made a flurry of trades, including one with Trenton that to some looked lopsided on paper. He then, of course, joined those same Trenton Golden Hawks as their head coach and general manager some weeks later. OGHL Commissioner Marty Savoy says the league has investigated the various trades involving the Dukes and the departure of their GM and head coach. He said although the league found that there were no OGHL regulations that were violated, the league will be going through a review of regulations regarding the exiting of team personnel and the timing of player transactions moving forward. It's not a great optic for the league in a circumstance that could trigger changes in multiple sports to protect themselves from scenarios like this. It won't do much to satisfy an angry Wellington fan base. It's the second time in 4 years they feel they've gotten the short straw. In 2019, Wellington was poised to host the Dudley Hewitt Cup when the league was banned from hosting the Cup for 5 years over some trade deadline deals that fell outside the mandated time frame. Even though the Dukes themselves had made no questionable trades, they lost the tournament and all the economic impact that goes with it. In the newest development, now the Dukes have actually filed a request for an investigation into tampering. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Craig Foster.